Japanese。
阿欢，
你好，香港、澳门、大陆。
Japanese Class 101。
Hello and welcome back to CantoneseClass101.com. This is Lower Beginner Season 1, Lesson 6. What's the most famous dish at this Cantonese restaurant? I'm Becky.
Hello, and I'm Olivia.
In this lesson, you'll learn how to ask for recommendations.
The conversation takes place at a Hong Kong restaurant.
Between a waiter and a customer.
And as usual, the speakers will be using casual Cantonese.
Let's listen to the conversation.
呢度最好食系乜？
我哋啲叉烧最出名。
咁我要一碟叉烧啦。
多谢晒。
Let's hear the conversation one time slowly.
呢度最好食系乜？
我哋啲叉烧最出名。
咁我要一碟叉烧啦，
多谢晒。
Now let's hear it with the English translation.
呢度最好食系乜
？What is the best food here？
我哋啲叉烧最出名。
Our barbecued pork is the most famous here.
咁我要一碟叉烧啦。
Then I'll have one plate of barbecued pork.
多謝曬。
Thank you very much. Olivia, do you usually ask for recommendations before you order at a restaurant?
Yes, if it's a restaurant I've never been to, I will ask what their most famous dish is. And for restaurants that I've been to, I'll ask what is fresh and their special of the day.
Do they usually give good suggestions?
Well, I've had good and bad experiences.
What were the good experiences?
I like to order something they recommend because often the ingredients seem to be fresh. Sometimes the daily special is a good deal and the food comes fast.
How about a bad experience?
There were occasions where I visited a famous restaurant and ordered their most famous dish, but it was very disappointing and it was very expensive too.
That's a shame. I usually go online and look for food reviews beforehand.
That's a good idea.
Okay, now let's move on to the vocab. The first word we shall see is
呢度
Here.
呢度呢度
Next.
出名
Famous.
出名出名
Next.
碟
Plate, plate of.
Deep, deep.
Next.
叉燒
Barbecued pork.
叉燒叉燒
Next.
咁
So, then.
咁咁
Next.
侍應
Waiter, waitress.
侍應侍應
Next.
客人
Customer, client.
客人客人
And last,
多謝曬
Thank you very much.
多謝曬多謝曬
Let's take a closer look at some of the words and phrases from this lesson. What are we starting with?
出名
What can you tell us about this?
出 normally means out, as in 出入 out and in.
In English, we usually say in and out, and in Cantonese, it's the other way around.
Yes, in this phrase, 出 implies coming out. 名 is name. When you put them together, it implies the idea that the name is coming out, meaning famous. 出名
Being famous.
Yes, you're famous. 你好出名
Really? I'm famous? Great, thank you. Can you repeat that?
出名出名
Famous.
The next word we're learning in this lesson is deep.
What does that mean?
Deep By itself means plate or dish, but it's also the classifier. You can use it as a plate of or a dish of something. For example, a dish of fried rice. 一碟炒飯.
I see. How do you say a dish of fish, then?
一碟魚.
A dish of chicken?
一碟雞.
That seems easy. Okay, now on to the grammar.
It's grammar time.
In this lesson, you'll learn how to use the superlative state of a description.
In Cantonese, we use 字 for the superlative state.
Can you repeat the phrases from the dialogue?
There are two of them, 字好食 and 字出名,
the most delicious and the most famous.
Right, in which 字 means the most and is always followed by an adjective like 好食, delicious, yummy, and 出名, famous.
I see. So if I know the adjective expensive, now I know how to say the most expensive.
Exactly. It's 至貴.
How about the most beautiful?
Beautiful is 靚, so the most beautiful is 至靚.
Oh, thank you, Olivia. That's so nice of you. So for some adjectives in English, we'll add EST at the end of the word to imply the superlative degree. How do you do that in Cantonese?
It's easy in Cantonese. You just add 字 before the adjectives.
What about for cheapest?
Since cheap is 便, the cheapest will be 字便.
And how about the biggest?
Big is 大, so the biggest is 字大.
How about for the most, as in I have the most?
多 means many, so 字多 is literally the most many, and it means the most. 字多.
Olivia, is this the only word you use for the superlative degree?
There is another word that's very similar to 字, and we've talked about it previously in our Absolute Beginner Series lesson.
Can you remind us what it is?
It's 最.
So it also means the most?
Yes, 最 is used in spoken and written forms for the most.
And it's also used before adjectives?
Yes, you can apply this in the same way as 字.
Can you give some examples, please?
最大 means biggest and 最多 means the most.
So for the sentences in our dialogue, can you use this word?
Yes. 最好食,最好食.
How about the most famous dish is barbecued pork?
叉燒最出名,叉燒最出名.
Which one do you like better?
Either one is fine in conversation, but 字 is more colloquial and can't be used in writing, so I think it's more unique to Cantonese.
I see, so you'd sound more like a native.
Exactly.
What's one of the best ways to stay motivated while learning Cantonese?
It's watching your progress grow and knowing how much you've learned.
Did you know that you could do that at CantoneseClass101.com? You can track your Cantonese progress with a dashboard.
So when you complete this lesson, mark it as finished.
You'll see the checkbox above the lesson player on the lesson page.
Click on the Mark Lesson Complete checkbox and watch your progress grow at CantoneseClass101.com. Well, listeners, that's all for this lesson. Thanks for listening, and we'll see you next time. Bye.
Bye-bye.
This place is good.
我哋啲叉烧字出名，
咁我要一碟叉烧啦，
多谢晒。